Podcast. I'm joined by Inam Ali, who is a solicitor, and my name's Owen White, and I'm a trainee solicitor here at Laudit. Today we're going to be talking about rent deposit deeds for commercial tenants and leases. So, in short, a rent deposit deed is a deposit amount held by a landlord for the duration of the term, usually, that you'd have a lease for.
That's right, yes. So basically, it's a deed, and both the landlord and the tenant will sign it, and it records the rent deposit that's paid, and various other terms which we'll quickly run through during this podcast to give you an idea as to what that is. Okay, so Owen, if you can just start off, and then I can sort of expand on each of the areas really. Mm-hmm. That's all right.
Usually you'll have a deposit clause which will specify that you have to pay a specific amount, and that amount will be transferred into account normally within 2 working days by a landlord to be held